Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back to The Kelly Roach Show. Today, we're going to dig into five things that you need to get your business growing and scaling. And, you know, this might sound so simple and so obvious. And yet, if you look at just about any business that is struggling to get above 10K months or to break through an income plateau that they've been stuck at, whether it's 100K, 200K, 500K, it all comes back to the same five things. And so what you have to look at is, where is your business now as it relates to each of these five things? And what's your next step that's going to uncap the growth that you desire to get your business moving forward? Okay, so let's start off at the very beginning. The first thing that we need is we need a viable offer. And what makes a viable offer? Well, it has to be something that people want, need, are willing to spend money for, and is a problem that people are urgently invested in. And I say this because one of the biggest problems with new business owners is that they get really passionate about solving a problem that they see. Maybe it's a frustration that they have. Maybe it's a problem that they've experienced personally or something that they've seen in the market for years. But the problem is that if you're solving a mundane problem, that yes, it is a problem, but no, it's not a problem that the market that you want to pursue is willing to solve. Even if it is a real problem, it doesn't mean that your offer is going to sell. So we talk, especially in 2024, about the new problem now. You have to understand in the operating reality of the market that you want to target, whether or not the problem that you are solving with your offer is urgent. Is it meaningful and does it feel timely and relevant for them now? And remember that everything changes as the economy shifts, as market changes happen, what people consider priority problems to solve also change. So the first thing that you need to do today to uncap the growth of your business is to look at whether or not your offer is solving a mundane problem that people are willing to look the other way and shove under the rug, or whether you're solving an urgent and timely problem that people consider relevant and kind of like the 9-alarm fire that they have to solve in their business, okay? Number two, you need a viable market to sell it to. Let's be honest, the economy has changed. Economics have changed. The dollar especially is worth a fraction of what it used to be. Many business owners who have been attempting to sell to the same market that they were selling to for years are no longer having success. Why is that? That's because the disposable income levels have shifted so dramatically that even selling to people that are supposedly six-figure earners today may mean that they have barely any disposable income to invest in your product. So you need a viable market. And a lot of times I see the bleeding heart syndrome amongst entrepreneurs. They want to help everyone. They don't want to leave anyone behind. They want to do good in the world. And so they continue to sell their offer to people that really can't afford it. And therefore, they don't have the money. They don't have the bandwidth. They don't have the dollars and cents to be the good stewards that they want to be. You need to sell your offer to someone who can truly afford to invest, which allows you to then make donations, give back, be a good steward, and do for others that truly can't afford it. But when you mix up the two, it's going to make it darn near impossible for you to ever build a sustainable business and to do the amount of good in the world that you could be doing. So the second key thing is you need a viable market. Third, you need a sales system. Every business in the world needs a system for how they're going to sell. Not once a month, not when you're in a launch, not because there's a special promotion. You need a sales system, a set of activities that happen in the business every single day, the no matter what's that happen every single day that are going to drive predictable and consistent results.
sales predictability really ties back to consistency and frequency of execution. What you put into the machine is what's going to determine what comes out of the machine. So the third big thing that you need is you need a great sales system that is going to take leads, take the people in your market that want, need, and can afford your product that are now in your ecosystem, and it's going to move them from cold to close, right? Which goes hand in hand with your marketing system. You need a great marketing system. You have to have the ability to generate leads consistently. Just because you know that there's a viable market for your product doesn't mean that they're in your ecosystem where they know about you, where they understand how you can help them, and where they're bought into your brand. That's where marketing comes in. You have to have a great marketing system. We teach the conviction marketing system. We teach the product launch formula, the content launch formula, the live launch formula, okay? So what this comes down to is, no matter where you are in business, you need to make sure that you have a sales system and a marketing system that are aligning the product to the right audience, the product that people want, need, and can afford, that is a problem people are willing to pay to solve, the audience that actually can invest in it, and then the marketing system, which puts you in front of those people, the sales system, which moves those people through the process to the close, and then you need an exceptional service delivery system. The service delivery system is how you drive results in your product, renewals, retention, referrals, and reactivations. Your service delivery system is absolutely make or break when it comes to profitability and sales. Most people think that the ability to build a profitable company hinges on just a sales and marketing system. They have no idea that the moment that you figure out how to generate leads and close sales, that you need to start turning your attention and putting as much, if not more, emphasis and focus into service delivery. Otherwise, all those leads, all those sales are just going to fall right out the bottom of the funnel as quick as they came in. And this is what happens to so many businesses. Now, these are the core five fundamentals of building and scaling a business. It's how you drive recurring revenue. It's how you build your business and your brand. And it doesn't matter whether you're sitting here today and you want to get your business over five figures, you want to get it over six figures, you want to get it over seven, eight, nine. It's always going to come back to looking at where you need to improve in one of these five areas to uncap the next level of growth. And as we talk about, there's a sequence of success and you have to lay the bricks. You have to lay the bricks of the foundations of success. And even once you lay those bricks, you still have to refine and improve and up-level in reality, not in theory, as you serve your customers, as you close more customers, right? So the bottom line here is that for most businesses, they need to figure out how to fundamentally understand, get an education on how these things work before they invest in getting coaching to implement and scale them. And I noticed this huge gap where there's like nothing over here, and then there's all these really high-end coaching and consulting products over here. And so many people for years have been coming to us to apply to work with us in a coaching capacity. 95% or more of them are not ready to work with us. They're not ready to scale their business. They're not ready to grow their business because these fundamentals are missing. Now, for years, I had nowhere to send these people. I didn't feel comfortable referring them anywhere because I didn't feel like they were going to get the right education from the right people in the way that coincided with our philosophy for growth. And I didn't want them coming into our coaching company too soon because they would be spending far too much money when they weren't really ready in a position to succeed and get results. And this is why I created the Virtual Business School. So the Virtual Business School is a monthly membership, no strings attached, there's no contract, it's $59 a month. And every single month you get a new module on business foundations, a new marketing masterclass to help you implement the what's working now for your marketing system, a co-working session to implement what you've learned, and a Q&A to give you the education and the answers that you need to implement everything that you're learning. So if you're ready to look at these five areas of growth and really invest in the foundations of success to uncap growth in your business, scroll down below this episode and click the link to snag your spot in the Virtual Business School monthly membership for just $59 a month before the price goes up. Now, As we talked about throughout this session, the whole goal here is to help you get daily sales in your business and to really help you be clear on what you need to implement and how to get those results. So remember, you need a viable offer that people want, need, and can afford. You need to make sure you're selling it to a market that can invest and wants to invest in solving that problem. You need to make sure you have a sales system that produces a predictable result and a marketing system that gets you in front of the right people consistently to get them moving through your ecosystem. And finally, your service delivery system is what keeps your customers coming back. It's what is going to get people to stay longer, spend more, refer more often, and keep growing your lifetime value, which is what's going to make your business sustainable. I hope these 5 steps were helpful for you, and scroll on down in the show notes below this episode. Click the link and snag your spot in the Virtual Business School. See you there.
Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me 2 solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to 1, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.